Hello, my name is Dr. Samuel Kim.
And I'm Sharon Kim.
And welcome to Research Sense for Korean American Therapy, a podcast that removes barriers and gives you a rundown of the latest Korean American mental health research.
Hello, everyone. Today's episode is called Role of Perfectionism in the Career Decision Self-Efficacy and Outcome Expectations of Asian American College Students. This was written by Hannah Saw and Lisa Y. Flores in 2022. So, Dr. Sam, one thing that I wanted to ask you is, when you think back on your life and how you made your career decisions, did you ever feel like you made a decision based on how you felt that you were good enough or you weren't good enough?
Ooh, that sounds like a very deep question. We go from how are you to, did you make a decision because you didn't think you were good enough at something? Yeah, as I was reading this article, I kept thinking about an episode that I had back when I was in high school. Not a podcast episode, but just something that happened to me when I was in high school. When I was a high school senior in Georgia, we had to meet with our high school counselors as we were getting ready for our college applications and thinking about where we wanted to apply. I remember meeting with my high school counselor and just trying to get advice from her about what to do and how to move forward. And, you know, I had understood that she was a resource there for me. And in that conversation, I suppose one of the things I did appreciate about her is that she did not mince words. She was very clear about what she wanted to say. And what she wanted to say to me was that I would not be able to go to a higher tier school and that I should keep my expectations of where to go to college after I graduate to a local community college. And that's about all I could get into, considering my performances on test scores and grades and such. And so looking back on that, I kind of wonder, how did that event affect the way I made decisions about my life moving forward? And I think there was another event that happened not too long after I had that conversation with my high school counselor, in which somehow, I mean, talk about the resourcefulness of Korean mothers, somehow in the middle of nowhere, Georgia, my mom got her hands on an application for Harvard undergrad. And never said a word to me. I didn't even know she found it. She just placed it on the kitchen table where she knew I would find it after school one day. And I saw it. I looked at it. And to my mother's credit, I picked it up and opened it and saw it was an application and then proceeded to rip it into a million pieces and throw it away because I had received the information that I was not good enough to go to a good college. And so that was out of my league, so to speak. And I think there's a lot of things that are kind of interplaying in the story that are related to what this article is talking about. So the first aspect I would say is outcome expectations. The stuff that happened to me, I was thinking about where I could end up, like what kind of school I could go into, how good I thought I would be for that. And then I think also affecting that outcome expectation is my career decision self-efficacy. Did I feel like I could make a plan to go to a quote unquote good college? Not to knock community colleges out there, but I had aspirations to leave my hometown and go elsewhere for my education. And so that dropped because I was told by someone whom I had deemed an expert that I couldn't do that. So what makes me think that I could change this person's mind or minds of other people that I would have to navigate through? And then I think another kind of aspect that fell into that decision-making of that I can only go to a local community college because I was not smart enough or good enough, I think some of that perfectionism that we talked about comes into play there. And what I really appreciate about this paper is it talked about perfectionism in two different ways, that there are two different dimensions of perfectionism.
The two different dimensions that are talked about in this paper are adaptive perfectionism and maladaptive perfectionism. Adaptive perfectionism refers to striving to reach high standards. And then maladaptive perfectionism is having a tendency to always see a gap between where you're at and where you want to achieve. and always being in that discrepancy. I think your example of what you just shared is such a great example for today's research paper, because the authors wanted to see how perfectionism plays a role in how college students view themselves when they make a career decision, and then the expectations that they have on their career development or advancement. And so we are going to see how this research was conducted, how the two types of perfectionism play a role in that, and how culture also plays a role in all of this.
Yeah, and let's sit at the perfectionism for a second. So when I got that news from my high school counselor, I didn't lean on this adaptive perfectionism, which could have been like, well, I'll show you. It's like, I will make a plan to figure out how to get there. It's like, okay, maybe what I have right now is not good enough. Well, then I will make it good enough. It's like, here's how I'm going to do it. Instead, I had a maladaptive perfectionism in my view of it, which is, oh, that's where I need to be. And I'm clearly way below it. There's no chance I can end up there. And so I need to make decisions accordingly to that.
Mm-hmm. And research actually supports this, where previous research shows that adaptive perfectionism is actually positively related to career outcomes. Maladaptive perfectionism, where you're just like, okay, there's a huge gap, I can never get there, that is negatively related to your career outcomes within Asian cultures.
One of the definitions that they gave for the maladaptive is the tendency to compare the discrepancy or the difference between unrealistic standards and what the person perceives as reality. And I think within that, the researchers wanted to emphasize for Asian Americans that maladaptive perfections may have some extra sides to it. And those extra sides are that culture piece. So how American a person sees themselves. So how close to the host culture or the US that they see, or how closely are they holding on to their heritage culture? Or another way to put it is like, how Asian do you see yourself? And how that might affect some ways of where that maladaptive perfectionism is coming from. For example, is the unrealistic standards the standards that you don't have for yourself, but are these the standards for your family? Like your family has this particular standard, or you feel like based on the sacrifices your immigrant parents and family had to make, that you have to succeed so much, or you have to be able to reach so much.
Yeah, that's so great. I think a lot of our listeners, if you come from an Asian background, you'll be able to relate to that pressure, or, you know, wanting to succeed because you want to honor your family or your parents. I think that could relate to them a lot.
So there are a lot of parts to this study. Oh my gosh, there's so many different variables. So we have vocational outcome, or like how great you think you'll be at a job, and self-efficacy, so how you view yourself and like how sure you are in making career decisions and planning out career decisions and how that's related to the outcome. And then there's two kind of other things that this research study is saying, like these things affect self-efficacy.
And the two parts are the perfectionism that we talked about, the two dimensions of perfectionism, and then the culturation part. How adapted are you to the American culture or Asian culture?
And there's a couple of hypotheses or guesses that the researchers had about how all of these little variables are related to each other. The first one is that if you have adaptive perfectionism, so you have high standards for yourself and you will figure out a way to get there, will improve your career outlook, like you think you'll have a better career later on. That kind of makes sense. It's like, yeah, if you have high standards and you feel like you can get there, then chances are you're probably going to do all right. And the other one is having a lot of self-doubt or really seeing the gap between where you think you need to be and where you think you are, that maladaptive perfectionism, was guessed to have a really bad effect on your career outcomes. It's like, I don't think I can make it, then chances are you're probably not going to do that well either.
So how the research was conducted was they sent out surveys to Asian American undergraduate and graduate students, and 206 students filled this out. Most were female participants, so 72% were female participants. And they were of Chinese descent, Filipino, Korean, Taiwanese, Vietnamese, Indian, and others. And most of the participants were second generation. So 59% were second generation, followed by first generation, third generation, or higher. And they were asked to rate a lot of different aspects that we talked about. So there was the acculturation and inculturation level. For instance, they were asked, like, I speak an Asian language. Or they were also asked to rate their level of confidence in the process of making a career decision, or their anticipation of career outcomes, like, I will be successful in my chosen career. And lastly, they were also asked to rate their level of adaptive and maladaptive perfectionism, like, my best just never seems to be good enough. My parents want me to do the best at everything.
Yeah, and so the big question is, what did the researchers find? So let's start with the core of the study, which is the career decision self-efficacies, or how sure are you that you can plan your career or make career decisions or move forward with your career? Well, that self-efficacy, which kind of includes a little bit of self-awareness within it, is pretty strongly related to vocational outcome expectancy. So how good of a job fit you think you'll have, or how good you'll be at the job. And that's something that previous studies have found already. And as I said, the unique aspect of this study is not so much looking at who you are to how you think you'll do in your work. That's not the connection they want to look at. They want to look at what are the things affecting your self-perception and how self-efficacious you think you are making career decisions. So the first one is acculturation. So if you remember, acculturation is how American you are. And what they found was there was a relationship. So the more acculturation, the more American you felt you were, the greater career decision self-efficacy is. Now, before all of you pull your children out of Korean school based on that, I do want to draw that back a little bit and say that yes, there is a connection. It does influence, but it's really, 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 really teeny tiny in this study. Like, it's a very, very almost negligible size of an effect. So do not pull your children out of Korean school just yet, especially not because of that statement.
Right. I think what the researchers pointed out was not that being more American makes you more successful in your career. What they wanted to point out was probably if you have assimilated more to the American culture, you'll have more access to supports and resources, and therefore you'll have more opportunities to develop that confidence in your career development.
And that's absolutely right. It's, you know, what do you have access to when you get to know a system really well? All right, so that's acculturation. And a good way to remember that, or at least how I'm remembering while we talk about the study, is acculturation starts with an A, like American. Well, I guess it could also stand for Asian too, but we're not going to go into that. Enculturation is how Asian you are, like how much you stick closely with your heritage culture. And believe it or not, as much as you would think there would be an opposite effect, they found no relationship. It had nothing to do with it. It didn't help and it didn't hurt in any way. There was just no relationship between how much you stuck with your heritage culture to your career decision self-efficacy. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, going to the other dimension. So we looked at how culture affects things, and they're like, it affects a little, but it's not the end all be all. Well, let's take a look at that perfectionism piece again. And remember the adaptive perfectionism, which is setting high standards for yourself and going after that. They did find a relationship, actually a very strong relationship, certainly in comparison to the acculturation, that the higher your adaptive perfectionism, so you're striving for those high standards, you're going after things, you're being a little ambitious, that is related to a much higher career decision self-efficacy. Whereas the maladaptive perfectionism, it's not as quite of a strong relationship, but it does seem to have an opposite effect. So the more maladaptive perfectionism is like, I'm not good enough, there's no way I can meet that standard, there's no way that this job or college will take me. The more you have of that, the less career decision self-efficacy you have.
That makes sense. I think that's really helpful for me individually to see that there are two different types of perfectionism and that one can be helpful, that the other is not. The one that's helpful, at least for Asian Americans when they were tested on this, is that setting high standards is actually a good thing, right? It plays a significant role in their career advancement and development. Whereas the maladaptive perfectionism, where I'm constantly comparing myself to my goals and where I'm at right now and having unrealistic standards and not being able to meet those, criticizing myself, that can actually hinder me from pursuing a wide range of career outcomes because I have constant self-criticism.
Certainly. And so what are the implications of that? What does this all mean? It just seems like we're tossing around a bunch of words and how they're related to one another. And I think a really important takeaway is how to do career decision making for Asian Americans, and that it is not just about finding your interests. It's not just about finding your strengths. It's not just about which personality type best fits a certain vocation. There are a lot of other things at play, such as, do you have adaptive or maladaptive perfectionism in terms of how you see your career? And even though it was kind of downplayed a little bit, I think the culture piece does play an important part as well. And I'll demonstrate what I mean going back to my story with my high school counselor. So, spoiler alert, I didn't end up going to a community college. It's like, well, wait a second. It seemed like you were kind of deciding, like, okay, you're not going to go to Harvard. You're going to go to this community college in your little town in Georgia. Well, my parents at one point, and thank goodness they don't listen to this podcast, threatened me and said that if you don't go to Emory, and that's where I went for undergrad, like your cousins, we are not going to support you at all financially. And I thought, well, let's be pragmatic about this. I'm going to need money. So, okay, I'll go to that school.
I love how your parents just pushed you to be like, no, that's not acceptable. You need to aim for Emory.
Yeah, and they weren't like, well, you know, you're Korean, you have to think about what the family name is. Like, no, you go there, we're not giving you a dime. I'm like, okay. And that, I think, played a big part in navigating my future career and going into Emory, which is a more well-known university in the country. And yes, culture does play a part in that. And I think it overrode a decision that I was making based on my maladaptive perfectionism. But I wouldn't say like culture was the thing, because what was driving my decision initially was that maladaptive perfectionism. And it just happened to be that whether it's my parents' culture or their tenacity, or they just saw that the high school counselor was just plain wrong, they responded immediately to it.
I actually wanted to go back to what you said just now about how there are so many factors that are at play when Asian Americans are trying to make a decision on their career. It's not just what are my strengths and interests, because I felt like growing up, I felt like a lot of the questions that were asked to me, like, oh, let's find what fits you and your interests, were really not relevant. It didn't matter what I liked and it didn't matter what I was good at. I actually had to choose certain options because either I had pressure from my parents or because I was thinking about their future and my future and supporting them financially. You know, there were so many factors at play there.
So I think a big takeaway here for therapists, and frankly, for anyone who is talking to anyone else who is thinking about, let's say, a career change, who's thinking about the first steps of their career, I think it's okay to ask someone, you know, what is it that you want to do or what direction you want to go in? As long as that question's followed up by, what are some other things that are at play here? What are some other things that are affecting your decision? Are you thinking about your family? Are you thinking about what you're good at? Or are you focusing on the things that you can't do to make this decision? And really digging deep into that and touching upon all of these different possible influences.
One of my takeaways is that enculturation, or how much I stick to my Asian roots, doesn't have either a positive or negative correlation with my career outlook, then I want to stay connected to my Asian roots because that has a positive effect on my mental health, right? And my self-development. And also now I know through the research that I can take advantage of the resources and support that's available to me. Asian Americans, we live in that hyphenated world where we're both Asian and American.
Yeah, and if we have listeners who've listened to other episodes of ours, you know that we've talked about this identity piece. How American are you? How Asian are you? And there's benefits as well as challenges that you have for either one. And if I've conveyed nothing else through this podcast, the one thing I want to convey is why I'm always so sorry when a parent asks me, should I do this or should we do this? And I'm like, well, it depends. Because there's so many different things and so many factors, and depending on the particular situation. A client that I've worked with in the past who was concerned about how they were accommodating their child. So, you know, their child was very particular about things, like they needed their own space, they needed like their own space heater and things like that. And I was asked, do you think we should stop doing that? Or do you think we should continue doing that? And I remember turning to that client and I said, it depends. It depends on what you want from that. So if on vacations, you are truly trying to relax and unwind and enjoy your time, then perhaps you should continue doing those things and accommodating your child. If what's important for you is you really want to draw him away from these things and you want to make him independent of these things that he's depending on, then maybe we do need to make some changes. But then again, there it is. It depends. Well, we talked about a lot of different things today, and my goodness, I hope we didn't confuse too many listeners. And yes, it always just depends on what it is that you want, what factors are going in, but we hope that this was informative for you. And when you ask people or help people or some people come to you for advice, there's a lot more questions to ask than just what is it that you want to do?
Mm-hmm. Yes, join us for next time. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed our episode, please subscribe to our podcast and check out more at mustardseedgeneration.org
and samuelykim.com. To keep these episodes coming, rate and share on wherever you listen to this podcast.